Congratulations! You have made it through the content for this course. To help you apply what you have learned, we have included some assessment scenarios for you. There are four that we call basic assessment scenarios, where the solutions are fairly straightforward. There are six advanced assessment scenarios, where the solutions are not so obvious. For the four basic assessment scenarios, you will be asked to complete the following questions after being given a scenario where code 602 or code 603 was assigned. First, what questions would be helpful to ask? Next, what specific information do you need to find out? Last, what potential tips and solutions could you provide to feed the baby, protect the milk supply, fix the problem, and what specific referrals would you provide for things outside of your scope of practice? For the advanced assessment scenarios, the problems are buried deeper, so the format will be slightly different from the basic assessment scenarios. After reviewing the scenario, you will be asked what you think are the three most important issues to address. You will then be asked to determine what potential areas of assessment you would explore, broken down by the types of assessments we've discussed in this training, including mother's feelings and goals, breastfeeding history, infant assessment, breastfeeding assessment, and feeding assessment. Lastly, you will be asked what possible tools might be considered to feed the baby, protect the milk supply, fix the problem, and what specific referrals you would provide for things outside of your scope of practice. Some assessment aspects will fit under more than one category, and that's okay. Focus on learning the overall flow for these types of appointments so you can apply it in clinic. All the scenarios are in your guidebook, with a blank page for you to fill in your answers, and the next page is the suggested answers. The goal is not for your answers to perfectly match the ones provided, but for you to practice the critical thinking skills needed for these type of WIC appointments. Role-playing is another great way to practice your skills, and if that interests you, please reach out to your breastfeeding coordinator or trainer.